You turn now in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 19 through 31 of the second half of chapter 3, Romans 3, verse 19. Beloved, this is the word of the living God. It is inerrant, infallible, and perfectly sufficient for us. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one. Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. So that is God's word to us. And beloved, what we have gathered so far in Romans is very clear. The Gentiles are totally depraved and are without excuse. The Jews are also totally depraved. They cannot keep the law. Every single person who is born is born in sin, and therefore will be judged. There is none righteous, not even one. And so the question is, if all who are in sin will be judged, how are we to be made right in the sight of God? That's what Paul answers here in his use of the word justification or justified. How are we made right in God's sight? Verse 20. Not by works of the law. Because no flesh can keep the law of God. So it isn't by your works. It isn't by your, some people would say, or expressions that we say in our culture, it's not by pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and trying harder. It's not by doing better. It isn't by you somehow willing yourself in yourself to believe the gospel. Verse 21, it is apart from the law that the righteousness of God has been manifested. That is, you receive the righteousness of God, through faith in Christ Jesus. Without distinction to all who believe, you will be justified. If you believe, you will be justified. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The way that one is justified or can be justified or made right in God's sight is by a gift of God's grace. Ephesians 2, a gift of God's grace to the one who believes in the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ. You see the wrath that you deserve because of your sin. If you believe in faith the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross and received that wrath that you deserved for you, on your behalf, that's propitiation. He received the wrath that you deserve. And if you believe that, you will be justified. You will be made right in the sight of God. Verse 27. Can you boast in yourself then? Right? You believed, right? So you can boast in yourself? He says, no. It is, boasting is excluded because you did not do the works of the law. You did not fulfill the covenant of works. You failed. You sinned. You fell short of the glory of God. And it's only by faith that you are seen as right in God's sight, and yet that faith is a gift from God. It is not somehow willed within yourself to believe. It says even in the last section we read, chapter 3, verse 11, there is none who seeks God. It does not originate in you, this faith. And this is for all who believe. This is the promise to all who believe, not just the Jew, not just the Gentiles, but all who believe without distinction. And so then what becomes of the law? That's the question at the end of the chapter. Is it nullified? Is it thrown out? He uses then, verse 31, may it never be. It's the strongest no there is in Greek. Absolutely not. Rather, the law is established, being kept only by the Lord Jesus for us who receive Him and His perfect works for us by faith. And then He enables you, believers, to follow after Him, keeping the law. Let us pray. Our Father, we come to You not with any ability to boast in ourselves. And if we boast, it is false. It is worthless and vain. Because we cannot boast in ourselves. There's nothing good in us apart from You. Because we sinned in Adam. And we have, since even we were born, even in the womb of our mother, we were sinning. Our desires were sinful. Even as we were born into this world, we have only longed for that which is evil and wicked. And yet, even sometimes appearing good, and yet still evil in Your sight. For even our righteous works were as filthy rags in Your sight. And yet we thank You for this last section of chapter 3 and what we'll be reading following this in Romans. And the truth of the gospel of what Christ has done for us on the cross, receiving the wrath of God on our behalf, that propitiation to all who believe in Him. Lord, we thank You that You have sent Your Spirit into our hearts, that You have now enabled us to believe. And yet there are people in the world, there may even be people in this room today, children perhaps, that have not believed, have not had the Spirit sent into their hearts. We ask that You would send that Spirit. And You would change hearts. You would continue to change our hearts and mold us into that perfect image of Jesus Christ, back the way we should have been, as we were created to begin with, in Your image. Father, we ask that You would grant us faith. That You would justify us and make us right in Your sight, only because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We thank You that You continue to work in us. Continue to be faithful to us, reminding us of what You have done, what You will do. Reminding us of the gospel, even as we learned in the catechism class last Lord's Day, and thinking today on the Lord's Day, the day that Christ rose from the dead, reminding us of what You did there. Father, we pray that You would grant us faith. And You would cause Your Spirit to minister to our spirit, that we would even have that assurance of salvation that some of us struggle with more than others. Father, confirm to us what is true. Cause us to believe the gospel yet again. And turn us from our sin where we have fallen short of your glory, fallen short of giving you glory. Lord, as we come to you, we confess that we have failed in these things. Turn us now from that and turn us to you and to your Son, that we would rest in him, that we would love you and keep your commandments, keep your law, only because of the Spirit working in us, the righteousness of Christ in us. And give us hope for the future as we who have faith already have eternal life. We ask that you would comfort us with that and cause us now to continue worshiping you as you deserve. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.